You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm Amelia Hilton here at the Visionary 2024 conference with Eamon Dunn and Cathy Lowe from the Thomas Pocklington Trust. So you folks work very closely with Visionary and you're one of the main funders. What are you hoping to get out of being here at the conference today? I'll come to you first, Cathy.
Well, I always think that the Visionary Conference is one of the best events of the year. It's a great opportunity to meet people, to network, to learn about the issues that local societies are facing on the ground, the issues that are affecting blind and partially sighted people in their daily lives. And that's the kind of information that we then use in our work to really, you know, work with sector partners to campaign to bring about change.
I'm just amazed by the breadth of work that all of the individual members of Visionary are doing out there across the UK, and learning so much from them, really. And we've just been having a conversation about this, haven't we, Cathy, about how we can learn from the work that all of these brilliant people are doing on the ground to sort of make it have a national kind of identity. What can we learn from them that we can expand on, we can further support, we can connect with our people that, you know, we've got connections with. So there's just a great opportunity to connect.
What's something that TPT have been working on to proactively support some of the challenges you're expecting blind and partially sighted people to come up against in the next year or so?
Well, there's kind of quite a lot, really. It's quite broad, and I think that we're really excited about having a government that is a bit more mission-driven, and a lot of our objectives chime with the missions, and so that feels like quite a good opportunity. I mean, for us, the kind of focus is education and employment still, and health equality, and also about inclusion more generally. So for us, you know, the whole kind of perennial problem of employment rates or unemployment rates for blind and partially sighted people just still being stuck at, you know, 27% is just something that we're kind of really committed to tackling, and we really would like to work with the new government to bring about some change there.
And speaking of employment and internships, we're joined by Josh Fearn, who is working on the Get Set Progress internships that TPT are doing in collaboration with RNIB. Can you tell us more about the internships?
Absolutely, yeah. So our workshop later is talking to other Visionary members across the country, and realistically what we're trying to do is raise awareness of the programme, but also looking at how they can encourage more blind and partially sighted people in their local area to even consider employment as an option for them, but also looking at how they can engage with local businesses, their suppliers, their partners, to again host internships in the future as part of our programme.
And I guess this is a really exciting opportunity for you to kind of get some direct line to lots of local services.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're also hosting the workshop with Beacon, a local sight loss organisation. So their manager is going to talk about how they found the experience, but also we've got an intern as well who's going to be discussing how they found the programme and what they've benefited from it. Beacon, interestingly, will be taking part again this year, so they've actually done it every year for the last 3 years, and their intern, for example, has had quite a remarkable journey, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind me sharing it, but he was in his 30s, he lost his sight, he was a scaffolder, wanted to return back into work, and then he saw the internship opportunity. He started with Beacon as a sightless advisor, and then after the internship they took him on full time, and actually, interestingly, now he's actually becoming an ECLO at the local hospital. So it just shows the journey that people can take if they make the first steps and jump onto the internship programme.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, everyone from Thomas Pocklington Trust, for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.